All right, it's time to get back into the saddle, take a look at what's going to happen with our weather forecast over the course of the next week or so, and that includes Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there, Marshall. Good morning, everybody.
How was your weekend?
It was okay. We got all of our work done Saturday, shooting. Saturday night, went across the lake, and my friend David and his wife invited everybody who shot in the movie that day over to his place for a pizza, like a little pizza party, followed by his inauguration of his brand new fire pit, at which he made s'mores for everybody. And it was a very, very nice night to do that. And then Sunday, we had one scene to shoot, and that was done very quickly. And then Pat got in his car. I had to get home here at by 4 because my next door neighbor was coming in to help me move the kitchen stove to see if there was a hole behind there where Pat was seeing mice.
Was there a hole?
Oh, well, there was a pretty big hole around the gas pipe. So I stuffed that up with my copper mesh wire. I also found droppings behind the stove. That was all cleaned out. So all of that is done. But the good news is that from the time that I left Saturday morning until the time I returned Sunday afternoon, there was no traces of anything. Nothing. Zero.
Well, you might have found the illegal point of entry.
Yes, exactly. And I'm glad you said illegal. Yep, exactly. So that was that. So it was pretty good. And now we have some showers over Cape Cod. We have some showers over us.
Yeah, just some very light showers, yeah.
Very, very, very light. And that's all I put in the forecast, because I do think we'll get some sun today, and it'll be humid and warm with a high of 80, and then just cloudy tonight in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, considerably cloudy with showers. They will get more numerous as we march through the afternoon. And by tomorrow night, you're going to have rain, and some of the rain is going to be heavy. Highs tomorrow, 75 to 80. For Wednesday, the rain or showers and a thunderstorm will begin to taper down a little bit, low 70s. We'll have another batch come in Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Those showers will taper down Thursday, maybe a little Sunday afternoon, about 70. And then Friday, sun and clouds with a late day shower in the 60s. And the weekend should be fair, but cool, with temperatures for the most part in the 60s.
So it looks like Saturday and Sunday right now, a week out, look pretty good.
Shouldn't be too bad, right? Shouldn't be too bad at all. So that's the good news there. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but I do have a computer question for you this morning. I'm ready to tear hair out of my head. I guess over the weekend, or I don't know when, but sometime between Friday and this morning, one of the email programs that we use here is Thunderbird. You familiar with that?
Yeah, I haven't used it in a long time, but yeah.
Okay. And they changed the screen just a little bit. Not too bad. What they did that I think is nice, and it works with Windows, instead of you calling up your template to type a message where it's white and your letters are black, it works with Windows so that during the nighttime, the template is black and your letters are white. And it makes it easy to see, which is real nice. However, there is a feature that they have on there called Send Later. You know, for instance, I'm going to type an email to Marshall because I need to remind him at 8 o'clock tonight to watch a movie. So I type an email, Marshall reminder, 8 p.m. tonight. And I go up to file and I click Send Later. And a window opens and tells the program when I want that to go.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, up until the point where I click Send Later, there's not a problem. When I click Send Later, the scheduling screen does not come up. It goes right back to the right screen. And I've rebooted my computer twice.
I guess you'll have to speak to program support.
There's no such thing.
I know.
Okay. Oh, you know.
Okay. Yeah, well, sure. Well, you can't speak to anybody. Yeah, it's just...
yeah. You can't speak to them. And I mean, you may be out, you could email them, but you could whistle Dixie before you get a response. So I just need somebody who knows the program. Something tells me, I don't know, I get this feeling that because they upgraded, there may be an add-on that I don't have, or is it possible that Windows didn't upgrade, and that's messing things up?
Why don't you Google in a question?
I did.
And what did the answers come up?
Absolutely no answer to it. You know, when you type the question, say, well, the window doesn't come up for scheduling, all your answers are, how to schedule a send later. Thank you. I already know how to do that. So, yeah, I don't have that much time right now because I'm very, very busy looking at the weather and forecasting the weather. So in between, I try to play around with it. But I sent a little email to Mr. Mike Anthony Martella. He's really good at this stuff, and I wonder if they had a problem over the weekend. You didn't have any problems, right?
No.
I mean, with them. Okay, so, and they didn't send me any emails saying, you know, we have a problem, but we'll see if Mr. Martella figures it out. He usually is pretty good at this stuff, but other than that, Marshall, I can't really say, that too much else has been happening. You believe it, two more weekends, and I close up the old chalet.
Yeah, closed for the season.
Closed for the season, yeah.
It's funny that you had computer problems because this morning, of course, I had computer problems with my production computer. That meant I switched over to the on-air computer, and that was locked up. So I signed that computer off and then signed it back on, and it seemed fine. Went back to the production computer, still wouldn't talk to the on-air computer. So I had to completely shut down the production computer. But then, of course, when I turned it back on, there was a Windows update. So I had to wait 25 minutes for that update to get through. And now it appears that everything is operating.
It's okay.
Okay, but we'll see. We'll see. So, but that, you just hate these problems on a Monday. You just, you know, it's just not a great way to start off the week.
I totally agree. You know, that's why I liked it in the last 2 years where I was off every Monday. I kind of felt that I came back on Tuesday. If there were any problems on Monday, the guys straightened it out for me. But, of course, this year I didn't do it, number one, because we're not bogged down with the movie like we normally are on a Sunday. And I just didn't think it was necessary, you know, to take off the Mondays. But you know what, Marshall? If you don't count Labor Day that I took off, so far for the summer, I've only taken 4 vacation days. And there were the 4 days in Maine. And then I took Labor Day. July 4th was on a weekend. Huh. So I took 5 days so far. And I told AJ, because he said, Pat, do you need me on Monday? I said, yeah, next Monday. I said, whether or not I'm going to be up at the lake, I'm taking off because I just need the time off. So he said, no problem. So then I looked at the weather today. This is extended, folks. Don't take this as a, you know, don't hammer it in stone. It looks to me like I'm not going to be going up this Saturday next weekend. Not what? This coming weekend.
Why?
Columbus Day weekend. It looks too damn cold.
Okay.
So I may stay home that Saturday and then go up Sunday, stay to Monday and come back. I mean, it really does look cold. From what I could see right now, if the modeling is correct, I don't think we're getting out of the 40s on the Saturday of Columbus Day weekend.
Well, it's a good thing everything's canceled.
Yeah, right, right. So
don't have to worry about being cold outside.
I can never win, right? You know, you try to take a 3-day weekend, you wind up with 2. Although I'll be here, but there's so much work to be done up there. So I'll do my best. Hey, you know, Marshall, if I have to go back up the weekend after, I just won't close on Columbus Day weekend. You know what I mean? I'll bring like a lot of stuff in and do all of that, but I have to do the staining of the new deck and all of that. So if worse comes to worse and I have to go back up the following weekend, I'll go back up and do it.
Yeah, just take your time.
Yeah.
Can't do anything more.
That's it. You got it.
Just imagine. you could be Donald Trump and you could have all your tax information out now.
Well, I heard about that. That wasn't, the timing on that was not good, huh?
And there's probably tons more where that came from. Oh, brother. All right, Pat, we don't have to worry about that, though, because our taxes don't mean anything to anybody.
Exactly.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, Marshall, bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.